Dimling's Candy Shops presents Showbiz Quiz.
Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Candy Quiz, or perhaps better yet, Showbiz Quiz. A new idea in radio shows, and a completely new idea in quiz programs. No encyclopedias nor dictionaries are necessary. Merely send us a question pertaining to show business, either from a motion picture standpoint or from a legitimate theater production, and see if you can trip the critics, composed tonight of our regular panel, Mr. Harold V. Cohen of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Mr. Carl Krug of the Pittsburgh Sun-Telegraph, Mr. Casper Q. Monahan of the Pittsburgh Press, and their guest, Mr. John Walsh of the Fulton Theater. And me, I'm George Hyde, your moderator and quizmaster.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Dimling's Candy Stores, famous in the city of Pittsburgh for quality and everything delicious that pertains to chocolate and goodies, brings you radio's newest show, Showbiz Quiz. More about that later from George Hyde, your master of ceremonies. But right now, a few words about Dimling's delicious candy. Why not drop in at any one of the 12 conveniently located stores and fill that sweet tooth of your wife's or your husband's with Dimling's Super Chocolates? Or better yet, perhaps you'd like to send one of Dimling's delicious service packs, which is made up of everything imaginable that's tasty and delicious that the boy in the foxhole might like. Only $4.50 the box. Remember, in order to send 4 pounds of heaven to that boy of yours if he's in the U.S. Army overseas, you must show the request to the postmaster. So much for that for the time being. And now, George Hyde, your master of ceremonies on Showbiz Quiz.
Thank you very much. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we are once again with Showbiz Quiz and your opportunity to trip the critics. All you need do is to send us a question pertaining to show business addressed to the theater editor in care of this station, and we'll do the rest. If your question is used and is answered, you fail to trip the critics, you will receive 2 pounds of Dimling's candy and 2 passes to one of the major downtown theaters. And if you trip the critics, you will receive 4 pounds of Dimling's candy and 4 passes to one of the theaters. So from here on, suppose you gentlemen introduce yourselves.
I'm Harold V. Cohn of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
I'm Carl Krug of the Pittsburgh Sun-Telegraph.
I'm Casper Monahan of the Pittsburgh Press.
And I'm Johnny Walsh of the Fulton Theater.
All right, gentlemen, here we go for the first question. This is from Miss Jane Muller. She sends you this question, in which you must obtain 5 out of 5. She asks that you name the last name after I give you the first name of these actors and actresses. In other words, if I ask you to give the complete name of Greer, you're supposed to say Garson. All set? Rita.
Hayworth.
Right. Well, we got that from Carl Krug. We got that from all the boys, in fact. Now, don't forget, fellas, I'd like you to raise your hands when you have the answer, right? Okay. Franchot. Casper Monahan. Casper Monahan says Tone, and he's right, of course. Merle.
Oberon.
Right, Carl Krug. Van.
Johnson.
Right, you are Johnny Walsh. Well, so much for that, and Miss Jane Miller, or Muller, I should say. Oh, we have one more question. Donald.
Cook.
Duck.
Crisp.
Nope. So far, two of the critics and their guests have answered. Cap, would you like to say a word
O'Connor.
About... O'Connor. Right, you are Johnny Walsh. Donald O'Connor. It says Woods is in here, too, but Donald Duck doesn't count, according to our sheet here.
He's the best of the lot.
Pardon, what'd you say, Carl?
He's the best of the lot, Donald Duck.
Donald Duck is the best of the lot. Well, that's quite possible, too. Now, we have another question. Here's a good question from Mr. William Stett of Bridgeville, who asks you this one. A very prominent writer of articles pertaining to motion pictures, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe she wrote 1 or 2 books, and whose name is more or less a well-known household word, several years ago wrote a book about her deceased father, who was a very prominent attorney. In fact, his office boy is now the famous Jerry Geisler. Can you give me the name of this lady? Carl Krug.
Adela Rogers St. John.
You are right, Carl Krug. Adela Rogers St. John. And that question was sent in by one of our listeners. Here's another good one, gentlemen. Miss Margaret Moser of Crafton asks that you name the nationally known writer of show business whose initials are L-O-P.
Luella Parsons.
Well, Johnny Walsh raised his hand at that, and Carl Krug gave us the answer. Well, that's fine. I know that you both knew the answer to be the one you gave it.
I have to get in a plug from a paper.
I get it. Okay, Carl. Here's a question from 16-year-old Lois Ham. Why she added her age, I don't know. But she's trying to trip the critics and their guest with this one. Name the male star of Casanova Brown. Casper Monahan.
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper is correct. Yes, indeed,
he's
it
welcome
is
to
correct.
It.
Critics and guests. What was it you said?
I said he's welcome to that honor.
He's
Mr.
welcome.
Cooper.
Oh, yes. Critics and guests. One of the following authors wrote The Keys of the Kingdom, which recently appeared in Pittsburgh. By the way, which theater did that play?
At the Fulton.
Oh, at the Fulton. Well, John Walsh, you would know that. It is the request of Mr. Robert A. Simon that I name five authors, and from them, you are to pick the correct one. As you know, gentlemen, of course, if you miss, Mr. Simon receives 4 pounds of delicious Dimling's candy and 4 passes to the Fulton Theater. Okay, now, here are the authors' names. Scott Fitzgerald, Peter B. Kine, Alice Durr Miller, A.J. Cronin, or Lionel Wiggin. Which is the correct author?
A.J. Cronin wrote Keys of the Kingdom.
Right you are. Right you are, Harold Cohn. Well, we have some more questions here, and some of them are of a musical nature, but we're not ready for those yet. So get your musical minds working, men. We'll be on those in a little while. Mr. B.F. Geary asks you to answer this one. Name the star of Bowery to Broadway, the star who has also been featured in many motion pictures with the gentleman who recently made Page One due to a cut-up nose. Johnny?
That's Maria Montez, and I think the gentleman that she's referring to is John Hall.
John Hall, they got the cut-up nose.
Right.
Who was the cut-up that night who did that?
Tommy Dorsey.
Tommy Dorsey. Harold Cohn.
Was the question of who is the star of Bowery to Broadway?
I think...
Name the star of Bowery to Broadway, who has also been featured in many motion pictures with the gentleman who recently made Page One due to a cut-up nose.
I may have worded
that wrong in asking it.
Well, it's a misnomer to call anybody the star of that picture, I think.
Of Bowery to Broadway?
Let's keep it clean now. I played the picture, Harold.
I know, but it's already played your place. You don't have to worry about it now.
You do any business on it, John?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, then what are we worrying about? Why ask any more questions? Yes, and there was a little cutting up that night to John Hall's schnozzle. Now, we're not ready for the music. Are you fellows in a musical frame of mind?
Mr. Monahan is always in a musical frame of mind.
Well, I'll have the next waltz.
Casper will have the next waltz. All right, Cap. We'll start him with a musical question right now. Now, Mr. Frank Counts of Marzoff Road, Sharpsburg, Pennsylvania, asks that you gentlemen identify these songs which were associated with either a motion picture or a legitimate stage play. On this question, it is necessary that you answer 3 out of 4. Otherwise, Mr. Counts will be awarded 4 pounds of Dimling's delicious candy and 4 passes to the center of the theater. Should you answer the question, Mr. Counts will receive 2 pounds of Dimling's candy and 2 passes to the center of the theater. Ready? Here we go. Well, how about it? Is that enough of fellas for you to tell?
As far as I'm concerned, she could sing it all the way through, and I still wouldn't know what it was from.
A little more on the organ, please. Let's start from the beginning again. I was rather enjoying that, and Casper looks very soulful, so let's try it again. More and more this heart of mine confesses. This recently played one of the local theaters.
Don't know.
Maybe that was one of the pictures I was fortunate enough to miss.
As a matter of fact, our question here is rather misleading, I'm afraid, gentlemen. It says that you identify these songs. Well, after all, you can't help identify the song when our vocalist just sang it. Mm-hmm. The song is More and More. Do you know what it's from?
I don't.
You just can't help singing, can you?
Never heard the song.
Can't help singing?
I didn't see Can't Help Singing.
Did you see the motion picture?
Deanna Durbin picture.
Deanna Durbin picture. Do you recall it now, Harold Cohn?
Yes, Jerome Kern wrote it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, we missed on that one, fellas, so
We still have four more to go out of the five, but we have to get the rest of them all right. So all right if our organist will play the next tune. Casper Monahan.
That's Easter Bonnet from His Thousandth Cheer.
Easter Parade is the correct title.
Easter Parade.
That's right.
It is a bonnet. She wears a bonnet.
That's right. It's In Your Easter Bonnet is the way it starts out. And they've recently changed that phrase to In Your Hat, I understand. Anyway, that's from His Thousandth Cheer, as you said, Casper. So we'll go on with the next tune now. Carl Krug.
Meet Me in St. Louis, from Meet Me in St. Louis.
You're right in that one. That recently played one of the local theaters, didn't it?
That's still downtown.
Oh, is it still downtown? Yeah.
Closes,
right.
I think, tomorrow night in the Rich Theater. 5-week run.
Wasn't well, still about it?
Yes, Harold Cohen.
Isn't that the theme song of the last World Series?
Yes, you're right, too. Hmm? Absolutely right. Of course, we have to identify it with a motion picture or a legitimate stage play. Would you call a ball game a stage play?
No, but I was trying to be funny, George. You don't appreciate my subtle sense of humor. Both
well,
St. Louis teams were in the World Series last year, and I said Meet Me in St. Louis was the theme song of the World Series.
I know, but they played it a lot, too, because of that. That's the strange part of it. As a matter of fact, we've featured
well,
it recently.
Let's get on with our game.
Yes, all right, well, go on. Harold, you should give me the high sign when you want me to laugh at your gags when you get together on these things.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to give myself a high sign when to laugh at them from now on.
Okay, now here we go for the next one. Gentlemen, the fourth and last question. If our organist will play it, give, please. Recognize that tune, any of our critics? It's something you do in very cold weather.
What we need on this program is a music critic.
I think the title of the song is Sleigh Ride in July, isn't it?
That's right.
And it's from a picture, Donald O'Connor and...
Barry to Broadway.
Peggy Ryan and Barry to Broadway, that's right.
No.
Oh, no. No.
No.
Wasn't Barry to Broadway?
Yes.
No. Of course, after all, I mean, all I'm going by, you know, is this card I have here. If this card is wrong, then my...
Well, I think the card
is
wrong
card
because
is wrong.
It was Barry to Broadway. They only did one number in it. It was especially in the...
The trick horse.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, according to my card here, it tells me that Sleigh Ride in July is from Belle of the Yukon.
No. Maybe it's in there, too. But
no, it's
Barry to Broadway,
Broadway
was released first.
You know,
Belle of the Yukon hasn't been released here, has it?
No.
Gentlemen, it's quite possible...
Jesse Rose Lee in it.
Well, I don't think Belle of the Yukon will ever be released. It'll escape. I saw it already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw it at a screening, and of course, it isn't right, I understand, to say those things about pictures that have been released here yet, so I take it all back.
So you won't say it?
No,
cross
I
that
won't
one
say
off,
it.
George.
All right, we'll just cross out that part of the program. Folks, if you heard that, just forget it, please. Now, of course, it's quite possible that our writers, in compiling these questions from our listeners, I thought the sleigh ride had something to do with the Yukon. I don't know. That might have been the connection there. You don't have to laugh at that, Harold, any more than I laughed at your Meet Me in St. Louis.
Who's laughing?
Now, I beg your pardon, Carl. Now we go on and, well, wait a minute. Here's a man who wants to say something. All right, gentlemen, listen to this gentleman who has something very important to say. Listeners, I know you're interested, too.
Folks, we hope you're having just as much fun listening to this program as we are. And we hope you'll enjoy this program just as much as you have Dimling's Delicious Candy for the past 48 years. There's very little we can say about the quality of the product because there aren't enough descriptive adjectives in the dictionary. However, we do urge you to try Dimling's Fruitcake, baked from an old-fashioned recipe and good any time of the year. And if you'd like an inside tip, try to get into one of the 12 conveniently located Dimling Candy stores in the next 4 days and grab off one of the Easter baskets that will delight the heart of anyone from 6 to 60, reasonably priced from $1.50 to $7.